Do. I really need to be less hard on myself about sports. Hi, James from Ingvid. Today's lesson is going to be about prepositions and behavior. I want to show you how we use prepositions to talk about people's behavior. Now, behavior is how someone acts, their actions. Are they good to you, nice to you? So what is their behavior like? Why is this important? Because you know prepositions as being used as one thing. Today I want to show you a lesson how we take the idea from the preposition, we put it with an adjective, and then we can talk about people's behavior. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. I need to be less hard on myself. Well, you know, need, you know, hard, but hard on myself, what does that mean? Well, Mr. E is using a preposition with an adjective to talk about something he is doing or some way he is acting, okay? Hard means strong, so he needs to be less strong on himself. In this case, he needs to be nicer to himself. I used another one, nicer to. We're going to work on this now, and you're going to figure out how you can start using prepositions with adjectives to describe behavior. Okay. So, prepositions are most often used for direction, time, and the reason why we do something, right? I'm going to the store. I'll meet you at 12 o'clock. I did it for this, right, for. But they can also be used to describe people's actions or behavior or what they're doing, okay? So, I'm going to give you three popular prepositions, to, on, and about. I will explain each one and then give you some collocations, which are words that go together. Collocation, right? Collocation means they're always generally found together. That will explain behavior. Okay? Let's go to the first one. To! Everybody loves to, right? To means movement. Go to the store. Right? I'm not going to say two people because that's not a preposition, that's a number, but two. But when we use these adjectives before to, we can say cruel to. He is cruel to you. Cruel means not very nice. Cruel is not nice. So he's cruel, but look, see how we have direction? Remember I said to means direction? He is cruel to you. So the direction of his not niceness goes to you. On the next one, we have kind to. Kind means nice. They are nice or generous, right? So when someone's kind to you, they are nice to, you got it, direction again, you, direction. Rude. You know when someone's rude, they act in a way that's not nice. They show disrespect to you, right? They say bad words or something. When someone's rude to, here we go again. To means direction, and that direction is to whoever they say, rude to them, rude to him, rude to me. Okay, who is the object? And helpful to. That's right. Somebody or something was helpful to you. They gave you some help when you need it. Help, and then full of help. They were full of help to you. So we've discussed to, and we know it means movement, and in this case, direction. And these adjectives help us tell us what the behavior or actions are that they are doing to you. Okay? You like that one? I got another one. It's a 3-for-1 sale. I'm going to teach you three. Okay? On. Usually when we say on, we mean to put on, like on top, like on the surface of something, on. As direction means, to means direction, on means on the surface or put it on. And as you can see, I put my hand on me, which means something I bet you're going to understand is going to come on me, okay? So we want to use these adjectives before on. You can see my little picture, on. Tough on. You know, Colgate is tough on grease or tough on this. Tough means hard or strong. So if someone's tough on you, for example, if your parents were tough on you when you were a kid, they didn't make things easy for you. They made you work for everything. If somebody is tough on crime, they are not easy. They do not let it go. They don't say, it's okay, it's okay. It's not okay. Blah, 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 blah. They're going to be hard. It's similar to Would we not say cards hard too? What, cruelty, but it's not similar at all. I made a mistake. I'm thinking of the one over here, which is on, but it's tough on. Let's go easy on. The exact opposite is easy on. If your parents were easy on you, when you made a mistake, they were like, it's okay, son, or it's okay, daughter. No problem. We'll fix it for you. So when people are easy on you, they don't make anything difficult. They make it easy and nice for you. Okay? Life should be balanced. A little bit of tough love and a little bit of easy love is good. Shouldn't be one way or the other. Now, rough on. Oh, if something's rough on you, that's not nice. That's not nice. As tough on means makes it hard, but can make you work. Like, my teachers are tough on me because they want me to do well. It means they make it not easy for you so you can learn to be stronger. When they make it easy on you, they take it, maybe they understand you're tired or things are difficult at home, so they don't make it too hard. But when somebody is rough on you, they're not nice to you. You know, they're rough on you because they're being mean, not nice on purpose, right? So that guy was rough on the student. We say that's not fair, that's not nice. If they were tough on the student, it's like, he's tough, but the student will be better. He's rough on the students, they're not being nice people, okay? That's different. So you got to know the difference between rough and tough. They seem similar, in some cases they are. You know, that exam was really rough on me. It means difficult. It really kind of almost hurt me. It was tough on me. It forced me to produce. Okay. Similar, not the same. What about number three? What do we have down here? About. What about this one? Well, about means approximately or in all directions. You can see how I have here approximately. It means from here, it's about approximate, not exact. And in all directions, he moved about town, went in all directions. Okay? Now, here are the adjectives we're going to put before about. Selfish about. You know when we use reflexive pronouns, yourself, myself, himself, or herself, it talks about this person here. Myself, I'm talking about me. When I'm selfish, it's all about me. So I only care about myself. So when I say you're selfish about the food, it means you think only about you and no one else. It was selfish about him to not help other people. How about crazy about? This is a funny one because you're going to say, oh, crazy about must mean, oh, they're crazy. They're crazy people. No, it means I love it a lot. It means in a way sort of crazy that you love it so much it's not normal. So I'm crazy about this girl at work. I'm in love with her, right? If you say I'm not crazy about something, it means I don't like it. I know this is funny because it seems the opposite of what you would think, right? But when people are crazy about something, like I'm crazy about my new car, I love it. I'm crazy about this new restaurant down in Soho, I love it. I'm not so crazy about getting homework, I don't love it. Okay? So though it seems like loco, if you're Spanish, or crazy, it's different. It means to have intense feelings about it. What about mean about? Well, mean means, see there, it means definition, right? But mean also means not nice. That man is mean. So in this case, it means you are not nice about something. You were mean about inviting me out. It means you weren't nice about it. You were mean about giving me money. You were not nice about it. You were mean about talking to the kids. You were not nice about it. The opposite of that would be kind. He was kind about letting me know what was going on. They were nice. They were gentle. They were loving. Well, not necessarily loving, but they were nice, okay? They were kind about helping the old lady. They were nice about it, okay? So we've noticed how we use prepositions that you know to tell you about time, direction, or the reason why we do something. But you can also take these prepositions, put them after an adjective, and you can tell about how, not why, but how someone is behaving. Cool, huh? By using the idea, for instance, for to, for direction, you can show in what direction is the cruelty, the kindness, the rudeness, or the helpfulness going, what direction. With the on, you can see that it's being put on someone, they're feeling it because it's being placed on them, like my hand. And about, We can saw it in the subject, about this subject, approximately this subject. We can understand. Yeah? Good. I see you're smiling, which is a good thing, because we have to do a little quiz. And yeah, time for you to learn something new. Ready? Okay. So I talked about putting prepositions with adjectives to describe behavior. And I want to do something right now because I gave some words or introduced some words you may not know. So I want to give you alternate or different words to use and give you a deeper understanding. So not just understanding what the preposition does, but what the actual adjectives mean. For example, cruel means mean or not nice. So you can use this word or this one. He is a cruel man. He is a mean man. Rude means impolite. Impolite, right? Polite is like please and thank you. Impolite is just grabbing and taking, not polite. So if you're rude, you are also impolite. Nasty means unpleasant, not nice. But it also can be for things like smell. If someone goes, that's rather nasty. It's unpleasant. It is not pleasing. You don't like it. It's not nice. Tough can mean painful or difficult. Okay? So if something's tough on you, it means painful, right? But it could also mean difficult. It means hard to do, right? She had a tough time with her pregnancy. It was painful, painful, and difficult. Rough can be difficult and unpleasant. So you can see how rough can be these two. But notice how this is both negative words. And when I said to you, if somebody's rough on you, it's not good. There's nothing nice about it. But tough can be difficult. And that's how we can tell the difference between these two words. Okay? Rough on and tough on. My teacher was tough on me to make me better. Difficult. They made it hard so I could be better. But here, that unpleasant makes it not nice. Okay? Good. So we've got that one. Now I want to do the quiz, your favorite part of this whole show. Lesson. Maybe to me it's a show. All right. So number one, my coach was me so I could be the best. That's right. Tough on. Okay, so number two. She was something the dog, so they took it away. Good. You got it. She was cruel to the dog. I want to do a quick note here. She was cruel to the dog because cruel to is mean, not nice, okay? Now, you might have said she was rough on the dog because rough, remember we talked about, is unpleasant too? She was rough on them. That would be kind of right, but cruel to gives more the idea of being not nice, okay? So some people might have put rough on, but remember rough, it would be tough, rough, cruel. And if someone's going to take something away from you, and especially if it's a live thing like a dog, you probably have to be cruel because we do call it animal cruelty, not animal roughness. Anyway, next one. You got that one. Let's do number three. Well, I hope the teacher was like how I hope I'm being with you, which is helpful, because I think she was helpful to her students. And that's why they loved her, right? I don't know if you love me, but, you know, it'd be a start. We've had this relationship so long. And finally, crazy, crazy for being. It's an old song, okay? Crazy. He was crazy about her. Remember we said that funny one where someone's crazy about something, they love it, even though they should be mental? In a way you are. When you love something, you kind of lose your, what we say, common sense, and you believe in all that is good in the world. And that belief goes from me to you, because I am crazy about you. You come here every week, and you give me some reason to come back and see you. I hope this video was helpful to you, okay, to show you a little bit different. to give you more of an understanding of prepositions, to make the language easier for you. So you don't always go, why do the English people say that? Now you can go, I got it. Now I have a deeper understanding. I can use the language better and be more like a native speaker. And on that note, I want to help you some more, of course. So why don't you go to subscribe to Ingvid, which is www.ing as in video, English, vid as in video, .com. Okay, subscribe somewhere around here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there, okay? And as always, thank you very much for being with us this long. Have a good one.